From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Mugo Odigwe. Here are the stories making news today. The Chicago Police Department is still searching for whoever shot and killed Officer Luis Huesca after he finished a shift this weekend. Officials say Huesca, a six-year veteran with the force, was returning home from his shift when he was shot multiple times just before 3 on Sunday morning in Gage Park. The victim of an apparent carjacking, his vehicle, police say, was taken from the scene. He would later die at the hospital just 2 days from his 31st birthday. This morning, two people are in critical condition after a shooting in the southwest suburbs. Police say a third person who was also shot has already been released from the hospital. It happened just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening near Central Avenue and Bebek Court in Oak Forest. We spoke to family members at the scene who say one of the victims is just 12 years old. Today is Earth Day, and the city of Aurora is offering people the chance to recycle their electronics for free. Online registration opens at 9 a.m. for the drive-through drop-off coming up on May 4th. The goal is to help people properly get rid of their unwanted old tech, like TVs, so that it doesn't end up in landfills. Only 2,000 spots are available, and the city says they tend to all go within 24 hours. We have a traffic alert to tell you about. Pavement repairs are getting started on southbound DeSabo Lakeshore Drive between Roosevelt and 31st Street. Work crews will get started on patching the road today from 4 p.m. to 9 a.m. Crews are closing one lane. And from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., three lanes will be closed. Crews will work on the northbound side starting May 6. The entire project is expected to last for 8 weeks. Your forecast today, windy and warmer with a high of 67. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Mugo Odigwe.